Maybe, Felix and Zelda Book 6, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
Maybe it won't happen. Maybe everything will be fine. Maybe I should just stop thinking about the bad things and concentrate on the good things. Like this beautiful countryside we're walking through. Birds chirping and butterflies fluttering, and not a single one of them being blown up. And this dust on the road, it's very good dust. Soft under our boots, cushioning our cartwheels. Which is the best thing you could wish for when you've got a pregnant person in your cart. And another person walking next to you who's nearly 40 years old with sore feet. My favourite thing of all is this warm and fragrant spring breeze. In all the years I've been alive, 1946 is definitely the best year for fragrant breezes. I think it's because there aren't so many dead bodies around. For now. Felix, says Gabriek, are your legs hurting? Even with my dusty glasses, I can see Gabriek's concerned look. He knows my legs give me trouble sometimes, and we've been walking for days. They're fine, thanks, I say. Actually, they are a bit sore. But I bet Gabriek's are too, and Henk, the donkey's, so I'm not going to complain about mine. Good, says Gabriek. In that case, stop frowning and cheer up. I give him an indignant look. Can't he see how much effort I'm putting into not frowning? Lighten up, Felix, says Anya from the cart. You've got a face like a Nazi's bum. I give her an indignant look too. I open my mouth to tell them both about the fragrant breezes and the soft dust. But for some reason the words get stuck and won't come out. You're doing it again, aren't you? Says Gabriek. Thinking about a certain person. I shake my head. I point to a butterfly. Felix, says Gabriek quietly, we agreed not to think about him. Gabriek's right. We did. I'm trying not to, I say. It's hard. I know, says Gabriek. But he'll never find us. Never. Not where we're going. That's right, says Anya. Zliv doesn't have a clue about Gabriek's farm. Nobody in the city does. Even I didn't before you told me, and you know how nosy I am. So, Gabriek says to me, no more frowning and worrying. Promise? I give Gabriek another look. He's a dear and caring friend, but he's treating me like a 6-year-old, which you shouldn't do to someone who's 14 and who knows how many things in the world need worrying about. Come on, Felix, says Anya. We all have to make an effort. The butterflies are. You can too. I give Anya another look. I love having her in our family, and I'm very grateful to her for a lot of things. But sometimes she forgets she's only a couple of years older than me. Oh well, she'll have to stop treating me like a kid if everything goes bad, and I end up delivering her baby. I feel my face getting hot, and I look away. I shouldn't be thinking about things like that. Not yet. I haven't even finished reading the baby book.